suffering.
我们大家打开罗马书第十五章
Romans chapter 15,
我们要特别注意到第四节到第六节
especially placing emphasis on verses 4 to 6.
罗马书第十五章
Romans chapter 15,
我们再念第四节到第六节
reading from verse 4 to 6.
翻到了一同开声来读
we shall read together.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得作盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的上帝叫你们彼此同心，效法耶稣基督，一口一心荣耀上帝我们的主耶稣基督的父。我再念一次，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，请你读。
Okay. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us.
叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰。
So that through the endurance and encouragement of the scripture,
我们可以得出盼望。
That we might have hope.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的上帝。
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement,
叫你们彼此同心。
Give you a spirit, unity.
效法基督耶稣。
Among yourself as you follow Christ Jesus,
一心一口荣耀上帝。
So that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God,
我们主基督耶稣的父。
And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们再次低头祷告。
One more time we shall pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你，因为你的恩你的爱今天再次吸引我们到你的面前，求你预备我们的心，安静忍定领受你活泼的话语，你至圣的圣道，好叫我们的灵性都得造就，我们的心灵得到安慰。你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿门。我今天再把这一段再提出来，因为这段圣经里有一句话是其他的圣经节所没有提到的。
Because it's a very important statement in this passage not mentioned by other scripture.
因圣经所得的忍耐和安慰。
Because of the endurance and encouragement coming through the scripture.
我们许多的基督徒都知道这本书告诉我们。神的创造跟神的救赎，从来世界上没有一本书使人类知道我们人是从哪里来的。进化论是一种猜测，不是一个科学，所以进化论里面有1100多次讲假如、可能、假设、比如、如果可能的话，这些不是科学的话1100多次。
There are more than 1100 times whereby in the book of evolution they say maybe, if, then, and such words.
只有这本书很清楚告诉我们，神用他的能力创造天地万物。
Only this book very clearly says that God with power created heaven and earth.
那么进化论的作者达尔文
，and the author of this book evolution, Charles Darwin.
自己年老的时候读圣经的时候
，when he got old.Bible,
他惊奇万分。
He was so amazed.
因为创世纪第一章
，Because Genesis chapter one,
上帝创造的次序
，God created orders.
跟他在地哲学里面所发现的化石
，as what he discovered from the fossil of the world,
程序是完全一样的
，and the layers the same.
The fossils discovered from the geology.是完全一样的
It's totally the same.
所以呢他很奇妙的说一句话
So very amazingly he said
This is the royal book
这是这个尊贵、的书简
君尊的书、啊、
君尊的书简
因为这本书里面所写的东西
Because what is written in the book
是3000-4000年以前
It is written 3,000 or 4,000 years ago
现今我们所研究的是一样的
But now that we study and it come to be the same
所以这本书是唯一把人类的起源
So this book is the label that tells the origin of man.
人类的堕落
and the fall of man.
人类怎么样的救赎
and how man could be saved.
人类怎么样回到上帝面前
and how man should return back to God.
真正的盼望赐给我们
and also giving us the true hope.
所以呢，当这个保罗提到了信徒中间要彼此相爱的时候
，so when Paul mentioned that among Christians we must love one another,
他更提到我们的苦难中间。怎么样得到安慰
All the more he preached about how in suffering we should be comforted.
世界上有没有人从来没有受过苦呢
In the world, is there anyone who has never suffered before?
没有
No.
有没有人从来没有叹息的呢
Is there anyone who never sighed?
没有
No.
凡有气息的人都会叹息
He who has a breath will sigh.
凡有眼睛的人都 都会流泪。
He who has sight also shall shed tears.
凡有心的人都会伤痛。
He who has heart also will feel sorrowful.
不过是次数多或者少的问题。
It is only the frequency, whether it's much more or much less.
事态重或者轻的问题。
But whether it's more heavy or less heavy.
有的人早受苦，有的人迟受苦。
Some suffer earlier, some later.
有的人常受苦，有的人不常受苦。
Some suffer for a long time, some seldom.
但是每一个人都有苦难。
But everyone has suffering.
那我们已经在几次的神学讲座提到这个问题。
Well, this many times we mentioned about this question.
苦难是必须的吗？
Suffering is it as necessity?
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says,
苦难不但是必须的
Not only suffering is a necessity
苦难是个绝对的必须
But it's an absolute necessity
什么意思呢
Why?
就是每一个人一定经过一段苦
That's,
生活才有真正的价值
That's everyone must go through suffering Then there is a value in our life
一个从来没有受过苦的人
A one who has never suffered before
是一个很可怕的人
It's the one who is very horrifying
一个人没有受过苦
A one who has never suffered
他可能心硬得不得了
Maybe his heart is so hardened
一个人没有受过苦
A one who has never suffered
他一定不了解别人的困难
He would not understand the suffering of others
一个没有受过苦的人
For one who has never suffered
他没有办法对人类产生同情
He cannot have compassion to others
所以怜悯人的心
So heart of compassion
是人类中间最尊贵的品德
It is the most honored kind of this well-being of virtue
对别人的同情
And the compassion and sympathy to others
人际关系中间最难得的一件感情
It's the most under the difficult to gain kind of emotion
当约伯受苦的时候
When Job was suffering
他的三个朋友
His three friends
照着文化的规矩
And according to cultural practices
远的地方跑到他这里来来安慰他
From a remote place they come to comfort him
那么我们平常怎么安慰呢
How do we comfort in the usual time
好了不要哭了不要哭了
Don't cry don't cry
算了算了算了
Never mind
不要哭不要哭
Don't cry don't cry
人家哭你叫他不要哭
People suffer you ask them don't cry
人家哭你叫他不要哭
People cry you say don't cry
我告诉你越讲他越哭
So the more you say, the more they cry.
人家丈夫死了
People have passed away with husband.
你说已经死了就算了，死了死了。
Why he has passed away, never mind.
做寡妇也不要紧，很多人都做寡妇。
It's okay to be a widow, you say.
他心里说岂有此理。
But her heart will say that. How can you say that?
你丈夫还在，你叫我不要哭。
Because husband is still there, how can you say stop crying?
所以我告诉你，人对人的话是没有办法安慰的。
Our words to others will not comfort others.
许多时候我们也安慰人，人越痛苦。
Then I tell you, the more they will comfort, the more they feel suffering.
所以约伯受苦的时候
，So when he was suffering,
约伯的三个朋友
，The three friends of his,
他们的人格高尚到什么地步
？They are so noble.
他们就来坐在他的旁边
，They come to sit beside him.
陪着他
，To accompany him.
七天七夜。不讲一句话
Seven days and seven nights not a single word they will ask
今天世界上有这样的人吗
Do they are that sounds impure?
有这种人吗
That's not a friend
人家死了人
People's friend that passed away
你抽五分钟看看就跑掉以后就去吃饭去喝东西就讲笑话
You only take five minutes to comfort them and go you enjoy yourself
不过告诉我来过了哈
And just tell them I'm here
我已经尽了人情了
哈 I will try my best
很少这样的朋友
Very few this kind of friends
七天七夜坐在约伯的旁边
Seven days and seven nights sit beside Job
一句话不讲
Not even a single word they utter
这种友情
This kind of friendship
这种人与人的感情
This kind of emotion with others
是很尊贵的感情
It is very honor and dignified
这样使你感觉到苦难中间有静默的同在
so that you feel that in your suffering there is a company of silence
虽然很安静
even though it's silent
但是同在
but it's a presence
虽然不讲话
even though you don't see anything
但是同情
but there's a companion
这是很尊贵的
this is very honored
这是人最尊贵的安慰
this is the most honored kind of comfort
但是请问
and ask
七天七夜以后怎么样呢
for seven days and seven nights after that what happened
你知道怎样呢
you know what happened
讲话不讲话
do they speak
讲不讲啊
Do they say anything?
讲了
Oh yes
为什么讲呢
Why?
因为已经七天七夜了吗
Because they've been silent for seven days and seven nights now
有哪一个人能够七天七夜不讲话还好好活下去的请举手
Can anyone live well when you don't talk for seven days and seven nights?
口不讲里面讲的
You know you don't speak it out but you, how do you say it?
所以你们要小心了、
哦、So you must be careful
你们找女朋友找男朋友的
When you want to find a girlfriend or boyfriend
这个女孩子很安静凡是外面安静，里面一直讲话。我告诉你
，They say this girl is very silent. Why? I tell you what they speak.
你说这女人很温柔，外面柔的，里面一定硬的棒子。
You say this lady very gentle, but I tell you she's very hardened in her.
外面软的，里面硬。
Outside she looks soft,
外面静的里面吵。
And outside she looks silent, inside she will grumble.
外面吵的里面没有话讲。
And those who grumble,
不要不要不要不要，讲完了就没有了。
Because after they say anything, it's finished.
外面硬的里面什么都没有。
And those who hard outside, there was nothing inside.
硬的像什么？不像铁，像虾饼一样的。
And it's so hard like a cracker.
所以一下子就破裂了。
So the cracker can crack easily.
人的个性啊。
Our personality
有外向
is extrovert,
有内向
and introvert,
这是心理学的名词
psychological terms,
introvert and extrovert,
内向外向，
向外的
well, those 就是把
个性表现在外面
in personality is
向内的就把个性表现在里面
their personality is inside.
所以耶稣说
Jesus said,
你不要按外貌看人
do not judge people from outside.
人的外表很会演戏
our appearance can play and guide.
内心才是重要
but in a heart that is important.
所以约伯的三个朋友
the three friends of Job,
要安慰他
want to comfort him,
先不讲话
and they keep silent first.
一讲话的时候
but when they say anything,
不想安慰他
not to comfort him,
他们就责备他
they rebuke him,
他们就怪他
they rebuke him,
他们就审判他
and they judge
你今天受了这么多苦，一定是你做了什么错事。
Today you go through so much suffering is because you've done something wrong.
难道老天没有眼睛
？You think the heaven has no eyes?
会让你受这样的苦
？That you will suffer.
所以你受苦，一定你犯了什么错
？You suffer because you're wrong.
这是人的安慰不能真正达到目的的原因。
So this is the reason why that man's comfort cannot reach the real goal.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们很容易把罪归给别人。
Because easily we can say that others have sinned.
当我们有错的时候。
But when you're wrong,
我们盼望别人了解我们。
We hope that people can understand us.
当别人有错的时候。
When people have wrong,
我们盼望指出他的错，表示我们更厉害。
We want to point out the wrongs so that we're better than they are.
这个世界是个很可怕的世界。
So this is a very terrifying world.
所以呢，保罗在这里说呢。
So Paul here says,
不是。从人来的安慰
It is not comfort that comes from man
不是从自己来的安慰
It's not encouragement that comes from man
是从圣经所得到的安慰
But encouragement and endurance that comes from Bible
从圣经所得到的安慰
And also encouragement that comes from Scripture
圣经所得到的忍耐
When the endurance that comes from Scripture
我告诉你
I tell you
单单这两件事
Only these two things
圣经对人类的贡献就太大了
The contribution of the world of the Bible to the world is so great
我清楚地告诉你
I very clearly I tell you
千千万万人
To many people,
因为圣经，所以他们没有自杀。
Because of scripture, they never commit suicide.
因为圣经，他们有盼望。
Because of the Bible, they have hope.
因为圣经，他们没有再忧郁下去。
Because of the Bible, they are not depressed anymore.
那么你说是不是把圣经放在枕头下面，就不会梦到鬼来呢
？Is it because you put the Bible as a pillow, then the devil will not come?
是不是把圣经每天带在身上，就不会有病来呢
？They see that you carry the Bible every day, then you won't feel ill.
那是一种基督教的迷信。
That's a by Christian superstition.
那种迷信的基督教。
And that kind of superstition Christian.
不是我们查经里面要告诉你的。
It's not what we're going to explain to you.
有许多人看见有人被鬼附着，就拿一本圣经吓吓鬼。
Yeah, people who see that people are possessed by demons, they told the scripture want to frighten the devil.
鬼不怕纸张的圣经。
I tell you what, the Bible is not afraid of
鬼怕你心中对圣经领受的信仰。
But it's afraid of a faith that's in you.
那看不见的。
That is invisible.
自己的道。
And he has own words.
记在字句的圣经上。
But it's written in the Bible.
但是字句是叫人死。
But the letters cause you to die.
经意是叫人活。
But the meaning enlighten you.
那么现在问，为什么这本圣经会给人在苦难的时候？得着忍耐跟得着安慰呢
Why is this scripture enable you to endurance and this, the encouragement when you're suffering?
因为这本圣经不是谈古怪离奇那些险恶的事情
Because this Bible doesn't discuss on those mysterious things
有许多的宗教是专谈古怪神秘的事情
Because many religions talk about mysterious things
而孔子说呢子不与怪力乱神
But Confucius said I never discuss those things were strange
这本圣经
funny
刚好从那些迷信的宗教完全相反的
And this was totally different from those things with superstition
这本圣经是活生生的描写人在地上的生活跟以后的盼望是什么
Because this Bible describes very lively our life on earth and also the future life
所以这本圣经所记载的人物
So the characters recorded in the Bible
真正活在世界上
Truly are those who have lived in the world
真正受过痛苦
And those have gone through suffering
真正经历过失败
And they experienced failure
真正犯过罪
They truly have sinned before
不同的地方
But the difference is
他们最后怎么得胜
After they have also gained,
怎么脱离苦难
？Victorious，
怎么样流泪可以止息
？How their tears can be wiped out？
怎么样叫做永远的盼望
？How they can be eternal hope？
所以成为世界历史最有力量、鼓舞人、鼓励人、使人站起来、使人得安慰的一本书。
A book become more powerful that encourage people, can build up people when they're in suffering.
有一个人对我说
，There was a person who told me，
圣经为什么记载那些肮脏的事情
？The scripture how can it record those filthy things？
圣经为什么记载犹大跟他的媳妇犯奸淫
？Even Judah who committed this incest with also the daughter-in-law，
为什么记载大卫跟大十八犯奸淫
？Why instead that David also committed adultery？
圣经也记载亚伯拉罕说谎话
，and recorded also Abraham lied。
圣经记得摩西曾经杀过人
，and Moses killed others before。
这哪里是圣经
？How come you say this is the Bible？
这样脏的事情都记在里面，是脏经啊。
Even dirty and filthy thing is recording inside。
这是一本脏经，不是圣经。
This is the filthy book, not a Bible。
我代表不是的。
I say no。
当你看镜子的时候
，When you look at the mirror，
你看见什么呢
？What do you see？
你看见自己的肮脏。
You see your own filthiness。
看见自己肮脏以后
，After you see your filthiness，
你就可以接近你肮脏的地方。
Then you know how to cleanse it，
对不对啊
？Is that true？
你们今天来做礼拜前
，So before you come to this meeting，
来听到以前
，Before you come to this meeting，
你们有没有看镜子啊
？Do you look at the mirror？
你看见镜子的时候
，When you look at the mirror，
看见里面有脏的面貌。
You see a face which is dirty，
你是不是生气？这个镜子岂有此理？把肮脏的东西照出来，我打破你。
Do you get angry in the mirror? I want to break it because you saw my filthiness.
所以我的答案是什么呢
？My answer is，
镜子把你的肮脏照出来。
The mirror show your filthiness，
就显出这个镜子本身一定很干净。
Just to show that this mirror is clean，
干净的镜子
，the clean mirror，
才会把你的肮脏照得清楚。
Only will show your dirt and dirtiness。
如果这个镜子本身很肮脏
，if this mirror itself is dirty，
照得你肮脏模模糊糊看不清楚
，then you will not see yourself clearly。
所以我们到上帝的面前
，So when they come before God，
是看见自己的真相
，We see our true face，
看见自己的苦难
，Our true suffering。
保罗在这里说呢
，Paul here says，
因圣经所得的忍耐跟安慰
，And the enduring and courage that come from the
scripture， 就得着盼望
，Then you will have hope。
好，我们大家来看这三个字，忍耐
，endurance，
安慰
，encouragement，
盼望 ，hope。大家说，忍耐，安慰，盼望。谁需要这三件事
？Who needs these three things？
就是受苦的人
，He who suffers。
这个约伯记里面讲一句话
，Job he said，
人为妇女所生
，Man is given birth like woman，
日子短少
，And our days are short，
多有患难
，And there are many many suffering。
十二岁的时候
，When I was twelve，
当我读到这些圣经
，When I read this verse，
我很受吸引
，I was so attracted。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我的妈妈。三十三岁就做寡妇
，because my mother was widow at age of 33。
我三岁就做孤儿
，so I was 33 years when I was orphan。
我看到这一节圣经的时候
，so I read this passage。
人为妇女所生
，the man is given birth by woman。
是啊，我是我妈妈生的。
Yes, I am given birth by my mother。
日子短少
，but the days are short。
多有痛苦
，and much suffering。
我三岁做孤儿
，I was 3 when I was orphan。
九岁离开中国
，I was 9 I left China。
我十五岁就开始半工半读
，at age of 15 I study and work。
我流过很多的眼泪
I shed many tears
我们曾经四十天没有饭吃
For 40 days we have no food at all
我受过很多的痛苦别人不了解
gone through many suffering people don't understand
日本的时代
at the time of Japanese occupation
许多的危险
there are many dangers
许多的痛苦
many suffering
有一次有一个奶妈抱着我向前面走的时候
there was one word of this the
what baby sitter
the nanny baby sitter told me
那么在前面走的时候
，and we're walking forward，
突然间呢，一个大的炸弹的声音炸起
，suddenly it was a boom，
整个地都动了
，and the whole world was quick。
那个时候我大概是五岁
，I was about 5 years old。
我回头一看的时候
，when I turn and look，
整个三层的房子，就因为炸弹炸了，就这样一直弹下来
，and the three-story high building，
很多人就跑了
，a lot of people ran。
有人告诉我们
，and people reported to us，
里面有一些人就被压死了
，there were some who are caused dead by a stone。
一个妇人刚刚怀孕。炸到他肚子里面的孩子就冲出来了。
There was a woman who was just pregnant because of the bomb, even the baby came out.
血流到个地方
，and the blood spread all over the place.
惨不忍睹
，it was so pitiful.
这世界充满苦难
，the world is filled with suffering.
我们今天呢，许多的青年人不知道这个事。
Today, many of young people don't know about this thing.
因为你们生出来到现在没有战争吗
？Because you're born without a warfare.
没有革命吗
？And there's no revolution.
马来西亚也没有什么地震，没有什么海啸的大困难，连暴风都没有，最多下雨。 马来西亚吉隆坡塞车。
In Malaysia, we don't have the earthquake, we only have a traffic jam.
所以我们把小东西当得很大的痛苦。
So small thing we deem as a big suffering.
其实有一些人过得很苦很苦的时候。
But there are people who truly suffer.
但是我知道呢，没有受苦的人也是要同情的。
But I know that those who never suffer also should pity them.
因为常常受苦的人，他把苦看作是必然的。
Because those who suffer much, they know that this suffering is not reasonable.
什么苦都没有的人，给蚊子咬也很苦的。
But those who have never suffered before, even to be stung by the mosquito, is suffering.
苦不是一个程度的问题。
So suffering is not something of degree.
苦是一个感受的问题。
But it's a feeling.
从这个角度来看
，from this perspective,
每一个人都有他苦难的感受。
Everything has a feeling of suffering.
那么受苦的时候怎么样呢
？So when you suffer, what do you do?
魔鬼常常骗我们。
Devils many times cheat us.
他告诉你是世界最苦的人。
You're the one who suffer the most in the whole world.
你知道吧？你是最苦的人。
You're the one who suffer the most in the world.
没有人比你更痛苦。
No one suffer more than you do.
所以你就听他的话。
So you listen to him.
越听越对。
The more you listen, the more you correct him.
就感到自己很苦很苦。
You thought you really suffer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But my dear brothers and sisters.
刚才那七张纸里面。
That's seven pages.
这个老师告诉我们两个人自杀。
That teacher told me that two persons committed suicide.
自杀的人为什么自杀
？Those who commit suicide, why?
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
不是在失恋呐、啊。
It is what.
不是在生意失败啊。
Not because they failed.
不是在债台高筑。
不是。Not because they owe.
欠债太多。这个自杀的人。
But those who commit suicide.
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
什么原因你知道吗
？You know what?
为什么自杀你知道吗
？Why do they commit suicide?
啊？没有盼望。
No more hope.
No more hope,
没有盼望了。
No more future,
没有将来了。
没有了
，nothing,
前途没有了。
No more future,
虽然他以为这就是死路一条。
They thought that this is the end.
有的人为小小的事情自杀。
Some for very small, minor thing, they commit suicide.
有的人面对很大的苦难，还是奋斗下来。
But yet for people who face great suffering, they struggle.
所以青年人
，But young people,
你要求主给你智慧。
You must pray that God give you wisdom.
养成了奋斗。的个性
，You have a character that strive and suffer，
从来不妥协
，You never compromise，
从来不屈服
，Never also give way，
多大的困难
，No matter what difficulty you face，
靠着主站立得起
，By the grace of God you stand，
阿门。那怎么样有这样的判断
？How can this method？
你要尽心
，You must with all your mind，
冷静
，Also with all your heart，
谦卑的看。圣经的话记载些什么东西
？You read what's recorded in the Bible.
这本圣经不是记载高贵的人、荣华的人、上帝赐福成功的人他们的经验，不是。
This is not a book that records experience of those who are prosperous, who are rich.
这本书也记载了许多最好的人曾经受过的痛苦。
But also it recorded those good characters they have suffered before.
所以圣经是所以是尊贵的。
So the Bible is so dignified and honored.
因为圣经把苦难写下来。
Because it recorded all the sufferings.
活生生的写下来。
Also very lively record.
把人的眼泪。
So the man's tears.
人的悲伤。
Man's sorrow.
人的失望。
Man's
人的失败。
Man's failure.
人的堕落。
Man's fall.
都活生生的写下来。
Very lively is recorded here.
不单是普通人。
Not only ordinary people.
甚至那些最成功的人，他们的失败也写下来。
Even the failures of those who are most successful.
那为什么圣经要写这些东西呢
？Why is it the Bible record all these things?
要告诉我们。
So as to tell us.
他们是人，你也是人。
They are humankind. We are also human.
你有失败，他们也有失败。
You fail also, they fail.
所以这样圣经的话就显得更有价值。
And because of that, there's more value in the word of the Bible.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
凡是世界上最伟大的文化。
And those great cultures in the world
都不敢轻看苦难的必须性。
They will not despise the necessity of suffering.
我再讲一次。
One more time, I say.
最伟大的文化
，the greatest culture in the world
都很严肃的重视苦难是需要的。
Very solemnly, they emphasize on the need of suffering.
为什么这中国人文化很伟大呢
？Why is that the Chinese culture is great?
因为中国人受了很多的苦，几千年来。没有办法被消灭掉。
Because this Chinese for thousands of years they suffer, and that's why their culture cannot be demolished.
不但如此
，Not only so，
中国文化里面
，the Chinese culture
也觉悟到苦难的价值。
They understand the value of suffering.
所以孟子说啊
，That's why Mencius said，
天降大任以斯人也。
For heaven to give a great responsibility to a person,
必先劳其筋骨，饥其肤。
He must first suffer with the skin, with the bone,
苦其心志
and with his mind,
空乏其心
and empty with the stomach.
这什么意思呢
？Why？
就是上帝把重要责任交给一个人的时候。
So when God would give a responsibility to the person,
先让他受苦。
He must suffer first.
这意思是什么呢
？What do you mean?
受苦的人不要失望。
Those who suffer never give up.
因为受苦的人以后会看见天把大责任交给你。
Because you will see that in the future heaven will give you great responsibility.
所以从这方面来看
，So from this perspective we see,
圣经里面跟老孟子讲的话很多相同的地方。
The Bible, as what mentioned today, has many similarities.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
那么苏格拉底也讲这样的话。
Socrates also said that.
苏格拉底说什么呢
？What did he say?
他说呢，一个人没有经过考验
，A one who has never been examined,
那么他活在世界。是没有意义的。
There's no value in this life.
他不配活在这个世界上。
He's not worthy to live the world.
An examined life is not worth living.
没有经过受苦的生命是不值得活的。
希腊的哲学也同样的了解。
And the Greek philosophy also understands this.
中国文化、希腊文化
，the Chinese culture, the Greek culture,
都给我们看出苦难的价值到底是什么。
Allow us to see what is the value of suffering.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters.
所以呢，苦难来了以后
，so when suffering comes,
我们怎样去面对它
？How do we face it?
这就是第二步重要的事情。
And that's the second most important thing.
所以保罗在这里说呢
，Paul here says,
从圣经得到安慰。
You have hope coming from the scripture.
从圣经得到盼望。
From the Bible, you have hope.
从圣经得到忍耐。
From the Bible, you have endurance.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣经记载了一些很多。痛苦的人他们怎么样的事
Because the Bible recorded many people who suffered and how they were victorious.
圣经记得几个很重要的年轻人
It is recording also a few young people.
他们年轻的时候都受了很大的苦
When they were young, they had much suffering.
第一个最重要的人就是旧约的约瑟
The one is the Old Testament Joseph.
第二个就是先知里面的但以理
The second is Daniel of the prophet.
你们青年人知道不知道
You young people, do you know?
圣经从来没有讲过这两个人的错误
The Bible never mentioned about wrong of sin.
从来没有描写过他们犯什么罪。
Never described what have wrong of sin.
所以又是跟但以理。
So Joseph and Daniel
是青年的完美的模范。
He is the perfect model of young people.
他们是真正历史历代所有年轻人最好的榜样。
They are the best model of young people in the world.
又是办事精明。
Joseph was so clever in the dealing with matters.
聪明过人。
He was so clever,
尽忠尽职
and was so faithful in the duty,
生活圣洁
and live in holiness.
把重要的事情交托给他的时候
important when you give it to him,
他不失职
he will not miss his responsibility.
女人诱惑他的时候
when the woman tempted him,
他不失贞
he did not lose his
testimony. 受陷害的时候
when he was being entrapped,
他不自己辩护自己
he did not fight for himself.
这样的年轻人很难找到的
very few this kind of young people.
那么你是这样好的人
such a young people.
为什么要进监牢
how come he's in prison?
为什么要受苦
how come he suffer?
为什么变成这样痛苦
how come he suffer?
原来上帝有大的责任给他。
But it is because God wants to bring responsibility.
所以当一个人受苦的时候
，So when a person suffers,
你读到圣经这些的话语
，When you read the statement about him,
你就懂得怎样忍耐。
You know how to endure
that. 怎样忍受神所许可给我们的困难
？To endure the suffering that come from God, then.
不但如此
，Not only so.
但以理年轻的时候
，Daniel when he was young,
考书第一名
，He came out first in exam.
品学兼优
，And is good in character too.
也是青年人最好的模范
，And also the best model for young people.
当他在这样的状况中间的时候
，In this kind of state,
犹太国亡了
，The Jews were also conquered.
打败仗了。
And they conquered and defeated.
耶路撒冷被包围了。
And they were captured.
所以最聪明的青年人
，the most intelligent young men，
都被抓去了。
They were captured.
他们被抓到什么地方去了
？They were captured to
仇敌的地方。
And the enemy's place.
在那里70年的时间。
There they were there for 70 years.
请你注意啊
，pay attention.
如果但以理是18岁被抓去的话
，if Daniel was captured at the age of 18，
他88岁才能回来，对不对
？So at the age of 88， then he returned.
因为70年嘛。
Because 70 years.
可以说。一次离开祖国
，so you can say he left his nation
once. 从来不知道什么时候能回来
，and never know when shall he return.
这是无期的痛苦
，this is an unending suffering.
但是他的苦难
，but his suffering
使他成为旧约里面最重要的人之一
，enable him to be one of the most important character in the whole Bible.
因为他成了全本旧约里面最重要的。把历史讲解出来的先知
，because he's a prophet that exposed the best in the history of the Old Testament.
旧约的但以理
the Daniel of the Old Testament.
新约的约翰
and the John of the New Testament.
把世界要怎么样结束告诉给人
and they are the two who tell how the world shall conclude.
如果没有但以理
if there's no Daniel.
如果没有约翰
if there's no John.
旧约就从来没有末世论。
then the Old Testament would not have revolution.
新约也从来没有世界末日怎么样发生各样的事情的记载。
And also, the New Testament also doesn't have eschatology.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
而但以理年轻的受痛苦。
Daniel, when he was young, he suffered.
神把这些启示赐给他。
God also revealed all these things to him.
年老的时候差一点丢在狮子洞里面。
When he was old, he was about to thrown into the lion's den.
神拯救他。
By God, saved him.
约翰年轻的时候。
John, when he was young,
跟随耶稣基督。
He followed Jesus.
年老的时候。
When he was old,
丢在大摩的海岛里面。
He was exiled to Isle of Patmos.
神才把末世的启示交给他。
Then God gave him eschatological revelation.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这些都是非常伟大的。
All these things are great people.
除此以外。
Other than that,
圣经会告诉我们的约伯是怎样受苦。
The Bible also tells us how Job suffered.
约伯行事为人呢。
Job as a humankind.
完全的人。
He is so perfect.
是无瑕无疵的。
Without any blemish.
他是敬畏上帝的人。
He is one who fear God.
他是行善对人的人。
He is one who do good to others.
不但如此。
Not only so.
约伯是眼力恶事的人。
Job is one who leave all the evil things.
他是好好教导儿女敬畏上帝。
He teach also children to fear God.
这样的一个人呢。
Such a person.
是很难找到的人。
Very few that we find.
他的结果怎么办呢？
But what happened to him?
他四个孩子同一天里面死掉。
He had 10 children on the same day, they all died.
他所有的产业
all the property that he had
都被人拿去
were also taken away by people.
他痛苦万分
so he suffered so much.
不但损失了一切的一切
not only he had lost everything.
连太太都不要他
even the wife left him.
太太看他口臭就离开他
and the wife see that he has a bad breath.
他说你还有敬畏上帝吗
so do you still fear God?
你的上帝让你受这样的痛苦
your God allow you to suffer this much?
你还要信靠
Do you still want to rely on him?
约伯怎么回答呢
How did Job answer?
赏赐的是耶和华
The one who gives Jehovah
收取的也是
The one who takes away Jehovah
上帝的名是应当称颂
Jehovah's name is to be praised
你看见了吗
So you see
外面怎样动摇
No matter how the outside shake
他里面的信心还是坚定
His faith is so strong
还是安定的
He's so strong and steady
没有动摇
Never shake
这样的人
This kind of people
在历史上被记载下来
And the Bible is recorded
去成我们每一个受苦的人的安慰
and become the comfort of we who suffer
圣经又记得耶利米
and the Bible also recorded Jeremiah
许多受过痛苦的人
he has gone through many sufferings
but 我要问你
I want to ask you
圣经记载所有受苦中间最深最深的苦难是谁经历的
for all these people who suffer the Bible recorded who is the one who suffered the most
谁呀、啊、
who
是谁受最多最多的痛苦
who is the one who suffered the most
谁呀、
啊、who
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
没有一个人的痛苦
There's no one who suffered
超过耶稣在世界上所受过的痛苦
As much as what Jesus suffered when he was on the earth
四福音里面几次主耶稣这么说
So in the four gospels many times Jesus said
学生不能什么高过先生
The student wouldn't be higher than the master
这句话不是说学生的学问不能高过先生
It's not to be interpreted that the student wouldn't be more learned than the master
解经的时候你要注意
When you interpret you must be careful
当耶稣讲这句话
When Jesus said this
他是接下去就说
Continue he said
如果他们逼迫了我
If they were to persecute me
他们也必定要逼迫
Surely they'll persecute you
当这样是讲苦难的事
We didn't talk about suffering
所以没有一个受苦的学生比耶稣基督做所有的老师受的痛苦更大
Not a one who is a student suffer will be more than the master Jesus who suffered
他们还没有痛恨你们以前
Before they hate you
他们已经先恨恶了我
They already hated me
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 My dear brothers and sisters
我们的主受最多的痛苦
Our Lord Jesus Christ suffered the most
如果一个人在苦难中间
If a person were to be in suffering
他可以从耶稣的身上看见他怎样代替我们受苦
He upon Jesus can see how he take our place of suffering.
他一定得出得胜的能力。
Then he will have the power of victory.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这是这一本奇妙的书所给我们的力量。
And this amazing book will give us such strength.
所以保罗说什么呢
？That's why Paul said,
你们就因为圣经得到了忍耐。跟安慰
and because of the Bible you have the endurance encouragement and hope
in 圣经跟忍耐安慰就有了什么有了盼望
and because scripture you have endurance encouragement and that's what you hope
当他讲这句话以后
and Paul after he said it
他继续讲下去什么
he continued to say
像你们就要彼此相爱
Say that you must love one another.
你们的效法耶稣基督。
You must imitate Christ Jesus.
现在我们大家来看这节的圣经。
We shall read this verse.
我们大家再读第十五章。
Chapter 15 of Romans.
我们大家注意这一节怎么连。
Pay attention to this verse.
耶稣基督的身上。
And upon Jesus Christ.
第十五章第五节第六节。
Verse 5 and 6 of chapter 15.
一同来读。
We read together.
二三，但愿赐仁爱安慰的上帝叫你们彼此同心，效法耶稣基督。你们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得到盼望。
So from this enduring encouragement, you have hope from the Scripture.
那么赐忍耐安慰的上帝。
And the God who has given you endurance and also encouragement.
上帝怎么样把忍耐安慰赐给我们
？How did God give us endurance and also the encouragement?
就是借着圣经把忍耐安慰赐给我们。
That is.Through the Bible, he gave us this endurance and encouragement.
所以一个人读圣经的时候
，a person when they read the Bible,
跟读普通的文学的书不一样。
As compared to when they read ordinary books,
你读圣经的时候
，when they read the Bible,
跟读普通的人写书所讲的事情不一样。
As the thing recorded by others when they write the book is different.
你今天看报纸的时候
，today when you read the newspaper,
你会得到力量吗
？Would you add the strength to you?
你得到忍耐吗
？Would you have patience from
that? 你得到安慰吗
？Would you be comforted from that?
我告诉你，今天写报纸文章。
Today, the one who write the news,
记者写的时候
the reporter when they write the news,
他的动机是很清楚
the motive is clear,
他觉得报道社会的情形
he just want to report the things in the society.
除此以外
other than that,
他盼望他的文章写得好报馆的生意好他赚多一点钱
he hope that he can write well, the paper will sell well, they'll make promo for it.
所以香港的苹果日报
So this Hong Kong, the Apple Daily,
受了好几次的攻击
Many times they attack,
因为他描写强奸案，描写小孩子、少年人受强奸的时候。
So when they write and describe the raping of the young people,
他的词句中间呢？
And the word that they use,
故意夸大那些不好的事情。
They exaggerate.
所以使许多人对他们不满意。
So people are not happy with them.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 my dear brothers,
这是惨绝人寰的事情。
This is something that's gonna make us suffer in the world.
我们看报纸的时候
，when you read the newspaper,
看见抢。
When you see people rob,
看见强奸
people rape,
看见赌博
people gamble,
看见敲诈
and people
看见不公义
and just
看见贪污
we see the people bribe,
看见盗贼
we see the thief,
天天充满不好的消息
and every day we feel with this negative news,
这都是事实
all these are true,
但是很少人看报纸就得到安慰
but seldom people read the newspaper are comforted,
很少人看报纸得到忍耐
seldom we read the paper you have endured,
很少人看报纸得到盼望
seldom that we read the newspaper you have hope,
我们读报纸
But when reading newspaper,
我们读文学家的书
author literature,
跟我们读圣经不同的地方在哪里
But the difference as we compare when you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
When you read the Bible,
神就把忍耐安慰赐给你
God give you endurance, encouragement, hope
这是普通的书没办法达到的事
This is something ordinary people cannot achieve
这是文学家没有办法想象到的
This is something those novelists cannot achieve
因为写文学的人
Those who write books
他会死
He will die
写圣经的人
The one who write the Bible,
领受上帝的启示写下。
He received the revelation from God and write down.
圣经是上帝的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
当你读圣经的时候
，When you read the Bible,
上帝还活着没有啊
？God does he still live?
还活着没有啊
？Does he still live?
还活着啊
？He still lives.
所以呢，保罗死了。
And that's why Paul died.
但是这是上帝的书。
But this is the book of God.
上帝是永远活着的上帝。
God live forever.
所以上帝看你正在读圣经的时候
，So when God sees that you are reading the Bible,
他就把安慰赐下来。
He put you endurance.
就把忍耐思想
，and also the endurance，
这是完全不一样的事情。
It's different from the Bible.
所以我劝弟兄姊妹
，so I exhort you，
你读经以前
，before you read the scripture，
你要先跪下来
，you must kneel down，
祷告
，pray，
求主打开你的心
，that God will open your heart，
给你谦卑
，so the heart of humility，
给你温柔
，gentleness，
给你受教
，how is teachable，
好教你的心。如同挖松的泥土一样
，so that your heart will be plowed land，
等候种子。放在里面
waiting for the seed to come
可以向下扎根
so that it can be rooted
向上长芽
and you can germinate
可以结果
and bear fruit
感谢上帝
praise God
因为 上帝是活的。
Because God is a living God.
所以当你读经的时候
So when you read scripture,
上帝就把安慰跟人来赐给你。
God will give you comfort and also endurance.
好叫我们彼此同行。
So that we walk together.
当然这一段前面后面都是提到彼此接纳的问题。
So he talked about accepting one another before and after.
所以这就是所以能相爱的原因。
And that's the reason why that you can love one another.
请你注意下面的
话。Pay attention.
你能彼此同行
When you can walk with others,
也就是你受过苦知道别人怎样受苦
It is because you suffer, you know how people suffer.
你的苦难中间同情别人受苦
In the suffering you pity what people suffer.
你从圣经得到安慰你懂得安慰
So when you comfort from the scripture you know how to comfort people.
你从圣经你学习忍耐你也懂得别人要怎样
的 When the Bible you did endurance you can be endure with others too.
这样一面受过苦
So on one hand you suffer.
一面读圣经
On the other hand you read the Bible.
一面受神忍耐安慰充满的人
On the other hand you are filled with endurance and comfort and hope from
God. 他就容易将心比心
So it's easy with empathy with
彼此同行
Then you walk with another
彼此相爱
Or to love one another
这样以后呢
After that
你就很容易效法基督耶稣
Then you can follow Christ Jesus and imitate his example
我再说你很容易效法基督耶稣
You can imitate Christ Jesus、then.
我们去的时候就把耶稣当作是救主界就是
Many a time we view Jesus as Lord and that's the end
耶稣来世界就拯救罪人
So he come to the world to save sinners
是吗
Is that true
是
Yes
耶稣除了拯救罪人
Other than saving sinners
还有什么呢
What else
成为我们受苦的榜样
Become the example of suffering
成为我们效法的榜样
Become the model to be imitated
成为我们人格锻炼成熟的榜样
Become the example for our personality to be matured
一方面他成为救赎我们的主
On the one hand he become the savior of our life
一方面他成为我们完人的模范
And become the perfect example of humankind
所以保罗说我不但侍奉耶稣基督
So Paul said not only I serve our Lord
不但传耶稣是主
Not only I preach that he's a savior
他说我要活出基督出来
I want to live out Jesus
因为我活做就是基督
Because for me to live is Christ
不但如此
Not only so
保罗还讲一句话
Paul said
我是跟随他的教宗
I follow his example
我效法我的主
I imitate my Lord
所以他说你们要效法我
That's why he said imitate me
如同我效法基督
As I imitate Christ
他传主不够
So when he preached Christ the Lord so enough
还活出主
He lived out Christ
他还叫我们效法他如同他效法主
And he asked us to imitate him like he imitated Christ
所以保罗说
So Paul said
我是以基督为我的什么
I have Christ Jesus as
为我是什么为我的标杆
as my goal
什么叫做标杆呢
what is my goal
一个赛跑的人
because the one who run
向前跑的时候
when they run forward
有一个人拿着一个旗杆
someone pick a flag
就是他的终点
and that is the ending point
他就看着那个旗杆
and he see the flag
一直跑跑跑
he run and run
跑过那个杆的时候
when he pass that flag
他跑完了路
He has completed the race.
这就是我们
And that's us.
把基督当作我们终极性的标杆
With Christ is the ultimate goal.
感谢上
Praise God.
我们的生活有苦难吗
Our life is a suffering.
请你不要忘记
Don't forget.
没有人受苦比耶稣更深更多
There's no one who has suffered more than Jesus Christ.
没有人背负重担比耶稣背负的更重的
There is no one who has taken up the heavy load like what Jesus did.
没有人的孤单比耶稣受的更凄凉的
No one who has suffered much in loneliness as compared to Jesus.
没有人更被抛弃超过耶稣被人所抛弃
No one who has been deserted as what Jesus has been deserted by mankind.
耶稣在最痛苦的一刻
Jesus as the moment most suffering.
他大喊说
He cried.
我的上帝我的上帝
My God, my God.
为什么你离开我
Why have thou forsaken me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
你曾经到过这样的苦
Have you ever come to this day?
你曾经经历过这样的时刻
Have you ever experienced moment?
那个时候你不是脱离你的困难
At that time you're not living your suffering.
你脱离这个时刻
That you want to leave this moment.
求上帝拯救我脱离这时刻
That you want God to deliver you from this moment.
这是历史上唯一的一次
This only is one time in history.
Deliver me from this moment, God.
神啊把我从这个时刻拯救
Father.
父啊
Deliver me.
把我释放
From this moment.
从这个时刻释放
这个时刻里面把我救出来
Deliver me from this moment
当你受苦的时候
When you suffer
你不是主啊脱离这个苦吧
You are not screaming to God to God Deliver me from this suffering
脱离这个重担吧
Or this heavy load
你是脱离这个时刻
But deliver from this moment
因为痛苦来到的时候
Because when suffering comes
每一个时刻都是很可怕的折磨
Every moment is a torture
时刻对痛苦的人 是很长久的。
And every moment is a long suffering for the one who suffers.
你快乐的时候，时间过得很快。
So when you rejoin yourself, time flies.
你受苦的时候
，But when you suffer,
时间是很残忍的、很苛刻的、很慢的过去的。
Time is so cruel and pass by so slowly.
所以耶稣基督曾经这么祷告。
So Jesus had prayed this before.
父啊
，Father,
求你救我脱离这个时候。
Deliver me from this moment.
接下去
，and following.
他讲什么话呢
？What did he say?
但是
，But then，
我原是为这个时候而来的。
I come for the sake of this moment.
I come for this moment.
我是为这个时刻而来的。
This is the moment.
这就是这时刻。
The exact moment.
这正是这个时刻。
Is the reason I sent here.
是你差我来的。
我为什么差到这里来
？Why is that I was sent here?
是为这个时刻。
For this moment.
所以当我们在苦难中间的时候
，So as we suffer，
我们从圣经得着忍耐。
For scripture we have endurance，
我们圣经得着安慰
，encouragement，
我们从圣经得着盼望。
From the Bible we have hope。
在另外一处的圣经告诉我们
，Another place the Bible tells us，
因圣经所得的安慰
，Because of the comfort that comes from the Bible，
成为你们的力量
，Become your strength。
在这里说
，Here you say，
因圣经得着忍耐同安慰
，You have the endurance and encouragement from the Bible，
使你们得着盼望
，so that you would have hope。
接下去
，and following，
你们可以彼此同心
，then you can have unity。
你们可以效法耶稣基督
，you can imitate the example of Christ。
因为基督所受的苦是最大、最多、最深、最可怕的。
Because Christ Jesus suffers the most, more terrifying and the deepest。
所以我们就在基督的苦难里面
，and that's why in the suffering of Christ Jesus，
我们得着力量
，we have strength，
我们得着安慰
，that we are confident。
求主帮助
，may God help us，
借着苦难。
Through suffering,
进到得胜
we enter into victory.
借着十字架
through the cross,
进到冠冕
we enter into the crown.
借着被丢弃
through the desertion,
把许多人带回到父的怀抱里
get the people to Christ.
借着我们的死
through our death,
叫别人领受生命
so that people receive life.
借着我们领受的咒诅
through the curse that we receive,
把福分分到别人的身上
so that people have blessings.
你愿意不愿意呢
Are you willing?
愿主帮助我们
May God help us.
给我们在圣经的中间
That in the scripture
得着力量
That we have strength.
一个受过苦的人
A one who has suffered.
他就不一样
He is different.
有当苦难再来的时候
When the suffering comes again in the future
你不是跑
You are not running away.
你不怕
You are not afraid.
你不是吓
You are not frightened.
你乃是很冷静的对待
But very quietly you face it.
因为我知道了
Because I know.
我受过了
I have suffered before.
我明白了
I understand all this.
我小的时候
When I was young
有一件事情我不明白
There's something I don't understand
那个时候在中国很多人天花病
You know in China there are a lot of people have this chicken pox
天花完了以后
After that
面就一个孔一孔一直凹进去全个
链 All the holes with the face
所以我们小孩子很怕以后变成那样了
So we are afraid when we were young
后来呢
Later on
老师说了
Our teacher said
不要怕
Don't be afraid
有预防天花的注射
Because we have a vaccine for that
所以注射的时候呢
So when you have the vaccine
你呢以后呢就不会天花
Later on you will not contract this
那么注射什么进去呢
But what kind of vaccine to be injected
注射什么呢就是注射天花的菌进去
That's a germ of the chicken pox
我吓死了
I was so frightened
我就是怕天花
I was frightened of that
为什么注射天花菌进去
Why did the vaccinate that germ into me
我如果不接受
If I don't accept that
我就不会天花了
Then I would not have that
但我接受
But I accept the
天花菌就进去
Then the germ comes in
我不明白
So I don't understand
我要不天花
not to contract the disease
就要接受天花菌
I must receive that germ
接受了天花菌
But after I receive chicken pox germ
我就不会天花
Then I will not have chicken pox
就神经病
Something must be wrong
我想不懂
I couldn't understand
小孩子嘛
I was young then
可能你小的时候比我笨对不对
Maybe when you're young you're more stupid than I do
我说真是笨
But I was truly stupid
我想不懂
I couldn't understand
我问我的老师说
I asked my teacher
那为什么不要天花还要注射天花菌
That you don't have contact disease why then you put a germ inside
他说这个叫预防
That's called the prevention.
什么预防呢
？What kind of prevention?
后来他解释，我就明白了。
So it's explained, I understand.
把比较弱的天花菌
，the weaker germ of that，
打到里面去
，vaccinated。
那么你里面的白血球
，then these are white blood cell，
就跟他打仗
，will fight，
把他打死
，fight and kill it。
打完了以后
，after that，
白血球说
，the white blood cells，
我打过了
，I've fought before，
我知道什么叫天花菌
，I know what the germ。
天花菌再来的时候
，So when the germ comes again，
他就勇敢跟他战
，He is courageous to fight，
所以你就不会再天花了。
So you won't contract the germ。
哦，我后来才明白了。
So I didn't understand。
要天花菌
，And I said if one the chicken pox germ
不会害你
，It will not harm you，
你就先杀死他们中间比较弱。
You must first kill the weaker one first。
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you，
凡是上帝 许可临到你的困难。
All those suffering that's permitted by God to come to you,
都是比较小的。
Those are smaller ones.
比如说已经大得不得了了。
Oh, you say it's so terrifying already.
我已经苦死了。
I've suffered so much.
你还不懂。
You do not know
yet. 更大的还没有来。
Because the big one hasn't come yet.
所以你现在要勇敢面对。
So you must be brave and encounter that.
面对以后呢
？And after you face it,
你就壮起来了。
Then become strong.
壮到一个地步。
When you're so strong,
真正强的天花进来的时候。
When the true dream comes,
你一看就冲出去。
When you see you're rushed out,
你一点不惧怕。
You're not afraid.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
大自然的定律是这样。
The law of nature is that.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
树林的定律也是这样。
So also is a spiritual law.
所以。
Therefore,
苦难是必须。
Suffering is a necessity.
苦难是绝对的必须。
Suffering is an absolute necessity.
因为苦难而吓死的人。
Those who are frightened to death because of suffering.
因为苦难而自杀的人。
And those commit suicide because of suffering.
就把自己的前途毁灭了。
And then they destroy their own future.
就把得胜的机会失去。
And also they lost the opportunity to win.
把被磨练的可能也消失。
And the possibility of being tried has been lost.
不可以中魔鬼的诡计。
So you cannot fall into the trap of
苦难来的时候。
When suffering comes,
你要靠着圣经。
By the scripture,
再做忍耐。
You have endurance,
再做安慰。
And comfort,
再做盼望。
And also hope.
从圣经里面受苦的例子。
From the scripture, you see all the suffering examples.
看到榜样
you see the examples.
你看到经历
you know the experiences.
你看到秘诀
you see the secret.
然后呢
then
你就勇敢面对
graciously you face it.
面对有苦难的时候
so when you face suffering,
你效法谁
you imitate who?
耶稣基督
Christ Jesus.
哦，这是得胜的不二法门
this is no second way of victorious over suffering.
感谢上帝
praise God.
This is the only secret.
The way 的秘诀
the only way.
Way the fun
to overcome all tribulations and sufferings.
来胜过一切的苦难。
This is the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
To be victorious.
来得胜。
To conquer all tribulations.
来克服所有的苦难。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
圣经的教导就是这样。
The teaching of the Bible is that.
所以你一面读经。
So on one hand you read the scripture.
一面从伟人的中间。
And from the great figures.
来做教训。
You want to learn that.
基督的身上。
Upon Christ Jesus,
学习他的榜样。
You want to imitate the example.
上帝就把安慰、忍耐、盼望、能力，丰丰富富浇灌在我们。
And Christ Jesus will give to you endurance, comfort, and hope, and also strength.
这样
and then,
越受苦
the more you
suffer, 越刚强。
The more you suffer,
再受苦
the more you suffer,
更刚强。
The more you're strong,
再受更大的苦
and the more suffer you have,
就更刚强。
And all the more you're strong.
你知道吗
Do you know?
上帝最大的荣耀
The greatest glory of God.
软弱的人可以得胜可怕雄伟的魔鬼
It is those who are weak can be victorious over the strong devil
我们人很软弱
We are so weak
我们是很小
We are so small
我们被造比天使微小
We are created a little bit smaller than angels
神的荣耀
But the glory of God
是叫五饼二鱼的小孩子可以因为他的爱心的奉献叫五千个人吃饱
Will be because of the dedication offering of this small boy of the five loaves of bread and the two fishes to feed the 5,000
上帝说
God say,
从婴孩的身上建立他的能力
from the baby when they establish strength
可以胜过仇敌
so they will throw over the enemies
上帝说
God say,
比大家更小的大卫
and David was the smaller
可以杀死哥利亚
can kill Goliath
上帝等候
God wait
我们这些微小软弱的人
we who are weak and small
大胜魔鬼
to be victorious over Satan
为什么呢
why
因为圣经
Because the Bible,
因为圣经里面受苦的人物
because the suffering figure in the Bible,
因为圣徒的榜样
because the saints' example,
因为圣灵的安慰
because the comfort from the Holy Spirit,
因为上帝给我们的能力
the strength that comes from God,
因为圣经给我们的忍耐安慰所得的盼望
because of the endurance and encouragement that produce hope in the Bible,
因为我们彼此同心
so that we work together in one heart,
效法耶稣基督
to imitate the example of Christ,
所以我们最后一定要得胜
and that's why we will win finally.
Amen.
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 感谢主
Praise God
今天晚上
Tonight
是加了一个课题
We want to add a topic
求主帮助我们
That God will help us
所有流泪伤心难过失败失恋痛苦想自杀想结束生命的人你今天要站起来
Those who commit, want to commit suicide because you suffer you suffer you suffer a lot you must stand up today
今天你心里很难过没有盼望的人要勇敢站起来
Those who have lost all their hope today You must stand up
因为在上帝的道里面
Because in the word of God
有能力
There's power
给你忍耐
To give you endurance
给你安慰
To comfort you
给你盼望
Give you hope
使你效法耶稣基督
So that you imitate Christ Jesus
愿上帝把得胜赐给我们
May God give to us victory
我们站起来祷告。
Shall we all rise?